Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, team. Shine. Woo! Oh, hello.
You bricked it.
Thank you for that. Just a very warm welcome to you all. For those who don't know, you're right there, this is my wife. Clearly being very subtle in what she's doing here. It's not putting me off at all, is it? Great. Thank you so much for the team. Thank you for yesterday. It was such a wonderful time to share together and to pray and to worship. Oh my days. And we're just going to continue now sermon series of this morning's transformational change. And there's a word here. Yeah, please. Yes, let's have it displayed. That'd be great. I'm going to try and use this clicker and hopefully it'll be a smooth transitional experience of transformational technology. As it's an old age, it's quite a straightforward message. However, please don't let a simple message not take root, because sometimes the most simple truths can be the most powerful truths. And so there is a word called metanoia. Metanoia. Anybody heard that word before? My father. My father has. Of course he has. He's here this morning, yes. A deep theologian father. Great. So metanoia, transformational change, is a word, a Greek word, that is rooted in transformation, transformational. And it's much more linked towards conversion. So let's pray, and then we'll continue in this transformational message this morning. Are you ready to be transformed? Yep. Are you ready to be transformed? Yeah. Come on. Okay, Lord Jesus, thank you so much that we can sing songs to glorify you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are so real and so alive and so truthful for right here, right now. You're not an ancient historical God that is buried and dead, but you are alive and risen, and we can have hope because of you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are transforming us when we accept you as Lord and Saviour, that from the inside out, woo, you live in us and we can shine for your glory. Amen and amen. Okay, so, it didn't click. Let's try again. It's not clicking. Click. Am I pressing the wrong one? Okay, I'm feeling very generous this morning. It does happen once in a while. And I would like to give someone a gift, hence the word gift. But I've got a challenge. For you to get this gift, I'm going to ask for a volunteer, maybe two, who doesn't mind a little bit of competition. Okay, there's a couple of hands up. Els, you want to help me pick? Just go for it. Oh, okay. Sorry for those at the back there. These two, because Ellie can see them, these two have names, I hope. Now, you have to forgive me, because I'm very new, and I can barely remember my own children's names, let alone everyone else. So could you just introduce yourself briefly and go, yeah, I'm up for this challenge. Do you think you're going to win? What is your name, good sir?
Oshin.
Oshin. You going to win?
No.
Oh. Well, full of the joys of the Lord here this morning, aren't we? That's great. Thanks, Oshin. You're going to do well. What's your name?
Lila.
Lila. And are you going to win?
I don't know.
Yeah, well done. So the challenge is, can somebody time 30 seconds? I need somebody to type thank you at the back there. Thank you. 30 seconds. And in 30 seconds, your challenge is to pick up... No. Oshin, you would think it would be to build, but it's not. It's to carry as many of those bricks you can, and you've got 30 seconds to do it.
To where?
Just in your hand. Just here. How many can you carry? Are you ready? Are you ready for that? For 30 seconds? 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, who's going to win this? Who's going to win? How many can you carry? What do you reckon? Who's going to win, guys? For those who can't see, there's carrying. You're doing very well. And you have to be able to stand again with the bricks. Okay, oh, it's getting a bit more challenging. How long have we got left at the back? 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, it's your foot, okay. 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well done. Well done. Okay. Yeah, we're going to count them now. Can I get somebody to help me count these? Oh, you could just count. Okay. 1. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 13. Okay, we've got 13 for Oshin. 11. Oh, okay, well done, well done. Well done. Now, are you right to just... Can you just hold them in your hands again and then and stand up again? That would be great. Thank you. Really good effort, well done. You may go back to your seat. Round of applause, well done. Excellent. Oshin, stay there. Are you right to stand up? With your, great. Okay, well done. Can you stand up there? Well done. And brilliant. So if you keep them in your hands, my mum actually gave me a birthday present early. I haven't opened it yet. I almost did last night. And it's my birthday on the 7th of February. I was a good boy, and I didn't. Yeah, here you go. Would you like, can you stand up with the bricks? Thanks. Well done. So, I'd love to give you this, but can you take it with your hands? Is that okay? You can't. Ah, sorry, you can't have it. Oh, well. Well, Oshin, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. He's still going. I'm just going to. You've done really well. I feel bad that I haven't actually got a present to give you. I don't know if we can give something. Karen, Jill, help. Do we have anything to give? Oh, we've got something here. We've got something here. A round of applause. So, Tony here, you've done amazing. And there's a little gift just to say well done. Excellent. Well done. And you can put the bricks back. Thank you. It's done now. It's great. Thank you. It's gone well, hasn't it, for my first talk? Well done. So a gift. I mean, that's just a simple analogy where if we hold on to things in our arms, in our hands, we might be picking things up, carrying stuff that we are holding on to. And it could be hurts, pains. It could be all sorts of things. There's some here who have been living on this earth for much longer. It's where I close my eyes and not make eye contact. Much longer than others. And there's others here who have been living on this earth for not as long. But from young to old, we all carry things. We all are holding on to things. And perhaps sometimes, to receive a gift, we need to let go of all those things that we're holding on to. I'll come to that again in a minute. So let's just go to the next slide, hopefully. I've gone the wrong way. No, I didn't. Ah. There's supposed to be one there. But the greatest gift is Jesus. We know that. Okay. Can we get the sound on as well? amazing. Has anybody played Super Mario Galaxy? Yes, there's a couple of hands at the back and one at the front. That's Super Mario Galaxy. Who would have thought that would be on a Sunday morning service? But transform! It's so great. And the greatest gift for all of us is, of course, Jesus Christ. And when we let go of all of those things that we carry on to, when we come at the foot of the cross and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the best gift, and we welcome into our heart, we are transformed like that star. But we have to be willing to receive. Now, that little star thing was getting fed by all the star bits to make it go wee-hee-hee. And how can we be transformed? But actually, it's about opening our hearts to accept Jesus. Yes, we've done that. Yeah, okay. Can anybody think of anything that transforms? I'm just going to bring a... Now, Martin, you've got great words. Let's see what you said, Martin. Anything that can transform.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. Yes, Transformers.
Robots in disguise.
Okay, we've got someone here. Anything that can transform.
Caterpillar.
Into.
Butterfly.
Oh, yes. Okay, transform.
Seed.
Into.
Plant.
Yes. Amazing. Anything over here? Transformation, transform. Oh, yes. Okay. Here you go. Do you want to grab the mic? Transform.
Tadpole.
Tadpole into.
Froglet.
Yes.
Into frog.
Oh, there's three. Oh. Yes. Okay, if you've got one, transform.
Transformer.
Transformer. Amazing. Okay, I'm going all the way to back here. I think there might be somebody in the balcony. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, come to Wootton, you're going to lose weight, I tell you. Anybody?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, transform. Here you go, Philip.
Water into ice and into steam.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, anyone else? Oh, hello.
Babies to humans.
Yeah. And sometimes adults back to babies. Well done, well done. Okay. Transform. That's great, isn't it? Transform. Greatest gift, Jesus. I think we're... Oh, okay, we'll do one more. One more. Okay. Transform.
Apple seed turns into an apple tree.
Amazing. Apple seed to an apple tree. Wonderful. It's great, isn't it? Now, who here has been transformed by Jesus? Yes! I won't ask who hasn't, because that would be a bit awkward. So the word metanoia, it really is about coming before Jesus, before God, and coming before and just going, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm in desperate need of you, Jesus. That metanoia, that real transformation that comes from knowing him. I'm out of breath, but I'm really unfit. But if you think in the story of the Bible, there's many examples of how people were transformed by encountering Jesus. I think Cara mentioned last year you did Saul to Paul on the road to Damascus. And I was wondering, do I do that today? But it's, you know. But that's a great example of somebody who was persecuted and being horrible and nasty to people, especially Christians. and then being totally transformed to be going, wow, Jesus is amazing, and wanting to share that life. You've got lepers who met Jesus and were transformed, that were healed. The outcasts, those people that are a bit stinky, a bit smelly, and you don't really want to be with them, but Jesus went to them and they were healed and transformed. Then you have the wise men, very wise people, very wise. Perhaps the well-educated, the well-trained, the very well-spoken, very elegant, but they got transformed by Jesus. They bowed down to the King of Kings, Jesus. Ezekiel, Daniel, Andy, can you put your name there? It's just an amazing example of how we can come and be transformed from something to something else. Now, you may want to ask my parents if they're willing to say, but I was a right nightmare growing up and in my teenage years and young adult life. They faithfully prayed, but I've really changed a lot. If you think I'm bad now, you should have known me before. But that transformational change is real. But you have to allow Jesus, his words, his truth, to affect us and change us from the inside out. So express a fundamental change of thinking that leads to a fundamental change in behavior and or way of living. Okay, do you know sometimes we perhaps want to read the Bible, read scripture, and it's just to get all the information, all the knowledge, you know, yes, this is so good. And that is great. We should be reading the Bible, yes. But if it's just all head knowledge, it doesn't really affect our hearts or how we live. Is that really worthwhile? I would say not really. And I think there are many examples where actually truth of scripture, truth of God's message, Jesus Christ, the values, the principles, if we really take hold of them and allow them to be in our hearts, then we will change. We have to address things in our lives. Can I ask maybe one, possibly two people to come and share an example of how they have changed and outworked something different to when they were before Jesus to now knowing Jesus? I haven't prepped anyone, so this is... Would you be happy to come and share? Thank you. Okay, please mind the bricks. Okay. Right, that's on, I think.
Thank you.
Hello.
When I was 11, my grandfather died, and it was the first time I had met death, and it so tormented my mind. I would go to bed at night and think, what if I died? Where am I going? And I didn't know, and I used to imagine floating around in space with nobody and nothing. And then sometime later, when I was 13, my friend invited me along to a meeting where I heard that I needed to invite Jesus into my life, which I did, and that fear of death left me immediately.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Okay, what? Maybe one other person.
Hello.
Hello.
How do you do, sir?
Hello. How
are you lovely. Doing? Yes, lovely. Good Hi. To see you.
Right, okay. I came to Jesus late in life. I was 52, 60 now, 8 years, and counting. Basically, as soon as I took on board what Christ had done for me, in my daily life, it stopped me worrying so much. Yeah, I knew that I had a protector. I knew somebody who was going to look after me. And instead of decisions in work being a challenge to make sure that I did the right thing, I knew I was going to get there because somebody was going to look after me. It made me a nicer person to work with. Very much so.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you. So there's many, many examples. I'm sure there's many stories that people can share about actually people have let go and surrendered to Jesus and have received his light and truth, the blessings, the gifts that he has for us. And it's an ongoing transformation. It's so exciting that no matter how old you are, we can still learn, we can still receive, we can still be transformed, that transformational change. So a quick summary, the gift. Thank you very much, Tony, for providing an actual gift. But Jesus is the greatest gift. We know that. And transformational change. Actually, Jesus died for every single person. It wasn't for a special elite group of well-educated people. He died for everyone. That's you and I and everyone else. No matter how bad our sins are, we can have forgiveness and know Jesus, which is phenomenal. Okay, and how can we grow? Lots of different things. Reading the Bible, praying with one another, coming to church, going to house groups, just being real in our life and surrendering all of our own strengths and trust in Jesus. Okay, I've gone there. I've got to get used to these buttons. I don't know why it's so hard for me. It's one or the other one. There's only two. Anyway, iPad, thank you. So a couple of verses in closing. So I'm just reading from a translation that I haven't really come across until fairly recently, and it's called the Voice Translation. I think Ellie might be buying me a physical version, which is lovely. But I'm reading from Romans 12, 11 to 13. Romans 12, 11 to 13. Which says, do not slack in your faithfulness and hard work. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling up and boiling over as you serve the Lord. Do not forget to rejoice, for hope is always just around the corner. Hold up through the hard times that are coming and devote yourselves to prayer. Share what you have with the saints so they lack nothing. Take every opportunity to open your life and home to others. It's easy, right? Sometimes that's a challenge. And then a little bit further on. So Romans 13, 11 to 14. And now consider this. You know well the times you are living in. It is time for you to wake up and see what is right before your eyes. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The darkness of night is dissolving as dawn's light draws near. So walk out on your old dark life and put on the armor of God. The armor of light. May we all act as good and respectable people, living today the same way as we will in the day of his coming. Do not fall into patterns of dark living, wild partying, drunkenness, sexual depravity, decadent gratification, quarreling, and jealousy. Instead, wrap yourselves in the Lord Jesus, God's anointed, and do not fuel your sinful imagination by indulging your self-seeking desire for the pleasures of the flesh. And then finally, 50-50, I got it wrong again. I know. I've gone the wrong way. This is painful. Okay. Romans 12:2, a very well-known verse. But I am reading from a slightly different translation. Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed. Transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. As a result, you will be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are Saviour, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Thank you, Jesus, that we are truly transformed from the inside out when we surrender, when we let go of all of those bricks, the barriers that we're battling with. Help us to come to you afresh with open arms, to receive your gift, to receive your blessing, to receive more of your love and your truth. Lord, may we all continue to be transformed like the seeds into trees, like the tadpoles into frogs, or froglets, then frogs. Transformers, but change our hearts. We ask in your name. Amen.